Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. We are still continuing in our analyzation of the answer of Imam Omar Suleiman in the University of North Carolina dialogue, which he carried with Pastor J.D. Greer. Pastor Kevin Singer, the moderator, asked the last question of Imam Omar Suleiman to speak to the Christian audience. What a strange concept. That shows you how naive Pastor Kevin is. I mean, Imam Omar Suleiman, a Muslim jihadi, a Muslim Brotherhood member, is given the blessing of a pastor to talk to the Christian audience. Well, there is one thing you want to have a dialogue with a Muslim man on your own risk. And another thing is you're asking that imam to speak to a Christian audience, and most of them do not have a clue of who this imam is or what he is talking about. In our last broadcast, we began to look at the answer of Imam Omar Suleiman concerning the belief in one God. And Imam Omar Suleiman here was literally talking with a forked tongue. He's talking about the belief in one God, and you may think he's just trying to convince his audience that we are worshiping the same God. No, my friends, that's not what Muslims do when they talk about the one God. As a matter of fact, you'd be shocked to know that because we Christians do not believe in the God of Islam, Allah, the God of Muhammad, that one God ordered Muhammad and the Muslim believers to perform jihad, to kill us all. And that's exactly the words which were stated by Imam Yasir Qadhi, another imam who pretends to be a moderate Muslim imam when he was having another dialogue with Dr. James White. And I do not know for how long we will be naive in America not to understand that when Muslims make statements, they are actually saying words to have two different meanings. So here Imam Omar Suleiman is talking about the one God, as what Muslims believe, and at the same time, he is trying to hit on the Christians by telling them, you worship three gods, you are mushrikun, you are polytheists in one way or another. Obviously, if you want to take it from his perspective, he will tell you, oh, we believe in the same God. I mean, the God of the Bible is the same God, the God of the Quran, as I already just said. He revealed through many prophets the message of the one God, the message of the worshiping of one God. Imam Omar Suleiman is trying to convince the audience, at least here, that we're talking about the God of the Bible, the God who sent Adam and Noah and Abraham and Moses and Isa and Muhammad and David. This is exactly his words. But as I shared with you on our last program, I'm sorry, that's not the God of the Bible. It's not because Muhammad mentioned all these names by rewriting the account of all these names in a very corrupt form in the Quran. That does not mean we're talking about the same God. And if Muslims would say, no, we are actually talking about the same God, the Creator, as they always do, and I will say to them boldly, do you believe that the Creator of the universe, everything that came to exist all the way around us, is Jesus Christ, the Son of God? And believe me, Muslim would say, absolutely not. I said, well, then we're not talking about the Creator, the one God. Because we as Christians believe that the Creator, the God who created everything, was the Son, the Word of God, which by Him, everything in the world came to exist. And without Him, nothing, and I mean nothing, of all that which came to exist in the universe came to existence. That Word of God in John 1 verse 14 became flesh. And we have seen the glory of the Father through Him, Jesus Christ, the Creator of all things. See, that ends the assumption of the Muslims that we're worshiping the same God, because with all respect, Muslims do not worship the God of the Bible, even if they call him one God, because in reality, there's only one Satan, and that is Allah, the God of Muhammad. And now, my friends, let me prove to you quickly the internal evidence that the God of Muhammad, Allah, has nothing to do with the God of the Bible, Elohim. You see, Imam Omar Sleiman is telling us that one God he believed in sent prophets. And a little bit later, he will actually name for us some of these prophets. All right. According to Muhammad, these prophets were 124,000. Only 300 plus of them were messengers. We Christians don't believe in that. This is a huge number without any factual evidence. If we add the numbers of the prophets whom God sent in the Bible, they're not 124,000. According to Muhammad and the stories which he repeats throughout the Quran, even the names which he copied from the Bible, whom we believe to be true prophets, none of their stories in the Quran are accurate. You see, the Adam of Muhammad have nothing to do with the Adam of the Bible. The Noah of Muhammad have nothing to do with the Noah of the Bible. The Abraham of Muhammad have nothing to do with the Abraham of the Bible. The Moses of Muhammad have nothing to do with the Moses of the Bible. And so on and on. The Jesus of Muhammad has nothing to do with the Jesus of the Bible. None of the stories which Muhammad copied from the Bible and he repeated over and over and over again throughout the pages of the Quran have anything to do with the true account of the Bible. And my advice to you, get my 2-volume books exposing the truth about the Quran, the revelation of error, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. All the stories which Muhammad repeats in the Quran are filled with errors and contradiction. Not only the Quran contradicts the Bible, but the Quran contradicts itself throughout the pages of the Quran. But Imam Omar is telling us that the one message which all these messengers or all these prophets, the divine revelation which was given to them, it was about the one God. Yes, indeed, the one Elohim, the plural God, which if we translate it to English correctly, it will be gods, as we read even Genesis 1. In the beginning, gods created the heavens and the earth. And that gods, which we believe is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. He is triune. He is a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is the God of the Bible. Now, do Muslims believe in that one triune God? No, they don't. Therefore, we're not talking about the same God. So, according to Imam Omar Sleiman, that oneness of that one God makes us as humans to live in this great expressions of oneness as well, as if the whole world now, all the people of the earth are one. This is the new message which you may have seen recently in many commercials on TV. We are one. We are one. No, we're not one. Maybe the world believes that all humans are one, but we Christians do not believe in that. We are two. Those who belong to God, the true Christians, and those who belong to this world. And by the way, that's exactly what Muhammad taught the Muslims in the Quran. As Allah stated in Quran chapter 5 and verse 48, to every one of you, we have given a law and a clear way. And if Allah willed, he would have made you one nation, but to test you in what he have given to you. So hasten the goods. What do we learn from Quran 5:48? Allah does not want the people of the earth to be one nation. Allah wants us to be different nations. Allah made the Jew to be a Jew, as it is written in Quran 5:46. And Allah made the Christian to be Christian, as it is written in Quran 5:47. And Allah made the Muslims to be Muslim, as it is written in Quran 5:48. So the idea is that we're going to all be together as one nation, one people holding hands and sing the Kumbaya song, as we have seen in this wonderful dialogue between Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Sleiman. I'm sorry, that's not reality. Not according to the Bible, nor according to the teaching of Allah, the God of Muhammad in the Quran. We're not one people group. Yes, indeed, Muslims in America would love to make us believe believe that we are one people. Give me your daughters so I can marry them. At the same time, you cannot marry my daughters because you're an infidel. Because, I'm sorry, this is just another deal in our Sharia, in our Islamic law. If Imam Omar believes that we are really one people group, why doesn't he allow the Muslim females to be married to Christian men or Jewish men or atheist men? This is just simply propaganda Islam.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
And do you know what is the evidence Imam Omar Sleiman have to prove to us that we are all one people? Yes, indeed. Hajj Malcolm X. You see, Malcolm X became a Muslim as a member of the Nation of Islam because he believed that black is good and white is evil. He believed in segregation between the black American Muslims and the rest of the evil white Americans, as he also believes that the devil is white. But when Malcolm X went to Saudi Arabia to perform the Hajj, he was shocked to find out that what Nation of Islam believe in America is not true. What his prophet Elisha Muhammad taught him is not true. After all, Elisha Muhammad was not a prophet at all. He's a counterfeit prophet. He's a false prophet according to the prophet of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So when he went to do the Hajj, he found out that there are white Muslims, yellow Muslim, orange Muslims, all color Muslims. And that's why he left the Nation of Islam and became a Sunni Muslim, knowing that in Islam, black and white are equal, which is not true, by the way. That's another lie. We can talk about it in another study. And when Malcolm X came back to the United States of America, now, as a true Sunni Muslim, he spoke against the teaching of his prophet, Elisha Muhammad. And because of that, he was killed by Elisha Muhammad because he brought division to the Nation of Islam in America, which is built on colors, not on religion. For hardly any of the Muslims of the Nation of Islam know the true Islam. If they knew the true Islam as black, they should never have become Muslims. So in simple words, my friends, Islam does not teach of the one God of the Bible, but the God of Muhammad is Satan, as you can read about that throughout the pages of the Quran. And there is no one people on earth, but there are two people groups. One who are submitters, the Muslim believers, and they belong to the house of peace. And sadly, I hate to tell you that in the last 1400 years, none of these Muslim believers who belong to the house of peace knew or lived in peace, for they have lived in war all these years to the point that Islam is well known to be a gushing river of blood. As for the other people group, the people who are infidels, Jews, Christians, and others who did not submit to Islam and they belong to the house of war. And when Muslims become powerful in the land, they will be practicing the final words of Allah in the Quran, and that's where you see war all over the world. Well, let's continue with a little bit more of the lies of Imam Omar Sleiman. That is when he said,
However, our belief in that one God and the divine revelation and the prophet, the prophecy of, or the prophethood of Abraham, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, David, all of them, may God's peace and blessings be upon them all, does not exclude others from being recipients, at least in theory, of prophetic manners and noble traits. Our commitment to God should directly translate into a commitment to humanity.
Well, as I mentioned to earlier, here it is. Imam Omar Sleiman is quoting for us some of these prophets. He started with Abraham, and then he went to Noah. And after Noah, he went to Moses. And after Moses, went to Jesus. And then he said Muhammad, and then he said David. What a wonderful order. And don't worry. It's not just because he's speaking from his mind. That's exactly how Allah lists the names of the prophets in the Quran. He puts them always in the wrong order because neither Allah nor Muhammad knew the real order when these men came in this world. So we started with Abraham. After Abraham, he went to Noah. But wait a minute. I thought Noah was before Abraham. And then he put Moses. Why? Thought Moses came after Abraham, and then he went to Jesus, and after Jesus he put Muhammad, and after Muhammad he put David. And if you think this is not a right order, that means you know better than Allah, because similar order once again is mentioned in the Quran. But what is so amazing is that Imam Omar Sleiman did not stop there. He actually have an open door for more prophets to come after Muhammad or David. I think he did this on purpose. When he mentioned David after Muhammad, it's just because he does not want to tell us that Muhammad was the last of the prophets. Why? Because there are some black in America who are believers in the Nation of Islam, and all those believers of the Nation of Islam, like their leader, Louis Farrakhan, believe that Elisha Muhammad is actually the prophet of the black Muslims of America, who also came from Allah, like it was in the case of Muhammad ibn Abdullah, who was born in Saudi Arabia 1400 years ago. Now we got Elisha Muhammad, a black African-American man. He's also a prophet. What a deceptive way for Imam Omar Sleiman to leave the line of the prophethood open, as he said, at least in theory of prophetic manners and noble traits. I'm sorry. The prophethood office was closed. No kidding. It was closed. As the book of Revelation records for us, no one can add to the prophecy which is written in the Bible. No one can take away and no one can add to it. As a matter of fact, Jesus told us for sure that after him, many false prophets will come to this world. One of them is Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam. Another one is Elisha Muhammad, the self-proclaimed prophet of the black of America. And so is Joseph Smith and whatever name of a prophet you hear of after our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But here, once again, Imam Omar Sleiman is leaving the door open in case there's somebody there of the Nation of Islam. And, you know, he is actually taking it at least in the theory of prophetic manners and noble traits. But listen carefully how Imam Omar Sleiman ended this paragraph. He said, "Our commitments to God should directly translate into a commitment to humanity." Wow. What is that? I mean, I don't know what philosophy Imam Omar Sleiman is using here to bring once again humanity. Yes, indeed, our dear friends, we believe in one God, and that one God gave us a divine revelation through all these prophets. And maybe there's other prophets who will tell us some good prophecy or good theories. But our commitments to God, I'm sorry, you know nothing about the God of the Bible. Therefore, you do not have any commitments to the true God of the Bible. Maybe your commitment to Allah, Satan, yes, indeed, but not to the God of the Bible. And I wish I was there in the entire dialogue. For every time Imam Omar Sleiman will use the word God, I will stop him and say, excuse me, I want to be clear here. Are you talking about Allah or the triune God of the Bible? If you said Allah, that's fine. The true God of the Bible, then what you're telling us is not true. It is simply lies from the bottom of hell. What is the commitment? Once again, our commitments to God should directly translate into a commitment to humanity. And once again, here Imam Omar Sleiman It's talking about loving the humanity, loving the one race of humanity, holding hand with the Jews and the Christians and the idol worshippers. After all, we love you, and Islam is love, and Islam is peace. I'm sorry. Your commitment to Allah is to end the existence of any other people in planet Earth who are not a Muslim. Because, let me repeat to you what I said earlier in our study, Muhammad said, he was commanded by Allah, that is the commitment which Allah gave to Muhammad, to kill all the people who will not say there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam, anyone and everyone who will not say the Shahada to become a Muslim must be killed. That is the commitment which Muhammad had with his God, Allah. And that is the same commitment which every Muslim believer is commanded by Allah in the Quran and by Muhammad in the Hadith to fulfill. It is to get rid of all of those who will not submit to Islam, all those who will not believe in the one God, small G-O-D, Allah, the God of Muhammad. And that is the real message of Islam. Now, Imam Omar Sleiman continue to talk about Muhammad and why Muhammad was sent by Allah to this world. So listen carefully to the following statement.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is described as a mercy to the world. So if I'm not living that, that is a failure and a shortcoming of my own. And we need to do a better job as Muslims.
Wow. Did you hear that? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is described as a mercy to the world. And here we see Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer sitting, smiling. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the Christians sitting in the audience. Muhammad is a prophet. He's a prophet of mercy to the world. And what is so amazing, if Imam Omar Sleiman does not live to fulfill that message of Muhammad to be a mercy to the world, he has fallen short towards Islam. This was his own words. When we meet in the next broadcast, we will conclude the answer of Imam Omar Sleiman. And we will learn some truths about Muhammad, that prophet of mercy to all mankind. So, to continue our study, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.